With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Chatham County Police have called off the search for a 15-year-old who was reported missing from Ridgetown. Police issued that notice at around 11 o'clock last night, but sent out an update shortly after 10 this morning that the teen had been found and is safe. Officers are thanking members of the public for their help to find the teen. A 25-year-old man who was wanted on an assault charge in Chatham Kent for about 6 months is finally in custody. Chatham Kent police say the man showed up at the courthouse on Grand Ave West in Chatham yesterday morning, and officers were able to confirm he was wanted in an assault investigation that goes back to September of last year. Police say he was arrested and taken to police headquarters, where he was set to be held pending a bail hearing. The OPP says no one was hurt after a tractor-trailer fire on the 401 shut down the highway briefly this morning. That was just west of Chatham-Kent near Puce Road in Lakeshore. The truck was eastbound when the driver noticed smoke, so he pulled over and disconnected the tractor from the trailer. It wasn't carrying anything dangerous and no one was hurt, but the truck was completely burnt out. And Walmart plans to introduce robots at its distribution centers in Mississauga and Cornwall within the next 5 years. They already have them in one in Calgary. The Canadian Press says the company sees a lot of upside. You don't pay them, they don't unionize, and they speed up the time it takes to get products to the store. But Walmart says that doesn't mean it's getting rid of human workers altogether. 5 games on the ice in the NHL tonight with 2 Canadian teams in action. Edmonton's hosting Arizona. Calgary is visiting Anaheim. In Major League Baseball action, the Blue Jays host the Colorado Rockies to kick off a weekend series. The Tigers game against Minnesota is still on for now, but with the rain and the wind in the forecast that could be postponed, they're already scheduled to play a doubleheader tomorrow to make up for yesterday's rainout. In the NBA, the Raptors and Pistons are both in action. Toronto's taking on Miami while Detroit is visiting Dallas. And the second round of the Masters is underway at Augusta. Bryson DeChambeau was at the top of the leaderboard after the first round. Scottie Scheffler, who was second, is set to tee off at 1:48 this afternoon. Periods of rain today, the temperature is steady near 8. Periods of rain ending tonight, then clearing with a low of 5. And tomorrow, sunny with a high of 14. Right now it's 9 Celsius. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.